This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh my God.
Mike, how close can they put this ball to the goal line at this point?
Well, interestingly enough, you got a situation here. If these are deliberate, and you heard Sean Hockley say that it could lead to an unsportsmanlike conduct call, it could also lead to awarding a score if it happens multiple times like this. So we'll hear what Sean has to say.
Encroachment. Defense number 93. Washington has been advised that at some point the referee can award a score if this type of behavior happens again. For now, it's a replay of second down.
Mike, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, well, it is to keep this happening. Deliberate acts like that to prevent a score after a win, they like to do.
That's why you're the best. Sean Hockley and his crew.
There you go. That was, of course, the scene in the NFC Championship game back in late January of this year. Final vote is in. The tush push is staying, as are the other plays that were also part of this rule proposal by the Packers. I think it's important to note that the tush push on its own didn't have anywhere near enough votes for it to pass. The Packers revised their proposal, and you had other plays where runners were pushed, pulled, or even lifted. Those were going to be banned also. I actually, on some level, think that those plays should be banned too. You know, the runner that gets held up at the, you know, 6-yard line, and it looks like, you know, you're about to get the whistle for forward progress, and then all of a sudden three offensive linemen come in and push him into the end zone. That was going to be a part of this rule, but we'll continue to see all of it. Tush push, runners push, pull, doesn't matter, because the final vote on the proposal to ban the tush push and the other play styles that I just referred to came in at 22 in favor, 10 not in favor. They needed 3/4, 75% of the 32 owners to vote yes on it. They were 2 votes short, according to Adam Schefter. I am curious as to how Washington voted. You know, I've got a few texts out there to see if I can find out. These are votes that do not necessarily get published, but often the voting is, you know, leaked and reported on. You know, Dan Quinn did say when he was asked about it a month and a half, 2 months ago, maybe prior to that first league meeting when it was tabled back in March, he did say, I don't have an opinion on it. I'm just working to try to stop it. That's where we are. It's a good play. We're working on trying to stop it. That's a good position to have as the team right now that is the biggest threat to Philadelphia in the division, if not in the conference, to not necessarily, you know, telegraph your feelings on a play that's been very successful and instrumental in the Eagles winning a lot of football games over the last couple of years. Why give Philadelphia that bulletin board material where Philly can say, this team, you know, wanted, you know, the tush-push band? You know, actually, to be honest with you, from Washington's standpoint, they should have abstained. It doesn't look like they did because it was a 22-10 final vote, according to Adam Schefter. But on some level, them voting yes for it, I don't know. Think of it what you will. I have a feeling they voted no. If they voted yes or no, I have a feeling they voted no on the ban. But I don't know for sure. I'd be interested to find out. So there you go. Schefter starting to give lists. Schefter will have some of the information. Teams that sided with the Eagles, okay, meaning against it, so the Eagles were one of the 10 votes, included the Ravens, Patriots, Jets, and Lions. So that's 5 of the 10 no votes. The Ravens, Patriots, Jets, notice that 3 of those are AFC teams, but the Lions voted against it as well. See if Schefter gets the other 5 teams. I will monitor that for you. So there you go. Tush push and, you know, pulling and lifting and pushing players will continue as legal. And, you know, what you're really going to get now is you're going to get things like we saw in the NFC Championship game. You have to. Defenses have to get creative. Teams have to consistently also submit the offensive offsides penalties that Philadelphia, you know, at least 1 out of 4 or 5 lines up offsides and it does not get officiated. This is a scrum play. This is unlike, you know, most plays. It is not just short yardage goal line. It is a true scrum on both sides of the ball, and you get, as we've seen with, you know, line of scrimmage viewpoints, how many times have we seen this, you know, the missed, you know, illegal, the missed false starts, the missed offensive offsides, the missed defensive neutral zone infractions, the missed defensive, you know, offside penalties. We see it so many times, and the play is so bunched up and so scrum-like that for whatever reason, they just let it go. But timing the snap in trying to devastate and blow up the quarterback on this play is one way to stop it. I'm sure other coaches are coming up with ideas. Not that they haven't, you know, in previous seasons. This is not a new play. As we know, I still think, man, Philadelphia and even Buffalo to a certain degree, but Philly, I think they leave a lot of yards out there, man, a lot of yards. But what it allows them to do, because they're so effective on this play, is on 3rd and 10, they only need, you know, something underneath that gets them to within tush-push territory. 2nd and 8, you don't need all 8. You need 6 or 7, and then you can go tush-push, tush-push twice in a row. Oof, I don't know. I really wanted to see this thing passed. I really did. But it didn't, and so we move on. And we beat them once out of 3 times. Might have to beat them twice out of 3 times next year. Certainly the 3rd meeting, if there is one, would be the most important of those meetings. 22-10, so they were 2 votes short. Apparently Jason Kelce was there, you know, pitching on behalf of the Eagles with NFL owners to vote no to this thing. So he was there lobbying for the no ban, and maybe he was effective. So today, just if you're just tuning in, Man, I can't remember, by the way. Honestly, I cannot remember an NFL owners meeting vote on a rule that has had this much attention. I might be missing one, but I can't remember one that's had this less, this much attention. And the other, you know, playoff seeding was pulled by Detroit. They didn't even vote on that one.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yesterday, they voted to allow players to play in the flag football competition in 2028 in LA. Just one player per team, though. That seemed to be big news. I don't know. It's hard for me to get excited about flag football and 2028 training camp plays, players that may be, you know, a day or two late to camp. I know that there's an injury possibility in flag football, too. I get it. So they got close. You know, it was 16-16 when they tabled it back in March, but they came back with a much more comprehensive rule change. The Packers did, and it ended up being two votes short of passing. If you want to weigh in on this, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Tush Push and associated runs where you can push running backs from behind or even pull them forward. That will continue to be legal in the NFL. Your reaction, if you want to weigh in, are you okay with it? Do you think they should have passed this proposal banning it? 301-230-0980. We'll take your calls when we come back. I do want to tell you about the opportunity that Window Nation is offering right now. If you want to beat the summer heat with energy-efficient windows, my recommendation is Window Nation. Their windows are built to keep your house cool during hot summer days. They've got some of the best energy-efficient windows out there. Their windows frequently outperform and outlast the ones from the expensive guys. They're made right here in the USA. You can make a smart investment now and save money for years to come on utility bills by installing new Window Nation windows. And right now, in addition to their normal free estimate when you call them at 866-90-NATION or go to windownation.com, their normal lifetime warranty on all windows, how about four free windows with every four purchased with no payments for 2 years? That's right. You'll get four windows free for every four purchased, and you don't have to worry about down payments. You don't have to worry about payments at all with no interest charged until the year 2027. If you buy a house full of windows, they'll give you a free entry door. Go with the company that has the best product, the best deal, and the best customer service. They've got over 45,000 five-star reviews, and they were recently ranked highest on Forbes' list of best window installation companies. You can trust Window Nation for high-quality, affordable windows with great customer service. The sale ends soon. Call them now, 866-90-NATION, or head to windownation.com.
You can't keep getting away with it!
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.